that noble people, divine beings, should be very pleased with the way in which we are spending our days. The welcome to the 259th batch of yoga. I have been visiting this campus for more than a decade. Every year we have a center in Bangalore, in Girinagar. Our Guruji, he opened that center in 2009, and we have about 25 centers in Melbourne and America also. We have center, and good to connect with you. Yesterday I was in Kaladi, there was an international conference on sustainable living, how Kriya Yoga will help in the sustainable living. I talked about, unless you are very creative, you should aspire to be of value to others as long as you live. Not to think of what is your retirement plan, where you have to go on holiday on retirement, where you want to have a holiday home in your retirement, what I want to do after retirement. Never think of retirement. Your target is Vishema Deva Hitam Yada Yuhu. No retirement for me. As long as I live, I should be of value for others. No retirement plan. I should be, the moment you think you are retiring, you retire, tired of the life. When you withdraw means you become redundant, you become obsolete, you become a burden to others. Always, as long as you live, become a contributor, not a recipient. Not to depend on others. Please help me, please help me, please look after me, look at me, please help me, have pity on me. Never you aspire, you are learning the yoga. Yoga means bubbling with energy. Upanishad talks about alabhyam, balahinena labhyaha. One who is weak, one who is always dependent on the others, cannot achieve the highest. The highest can be achieved by only who can give. Yoga means, now you are doing the yoga course, you may be thinking after finishing, how much money I can get, which resort I can work, can I get 20,000 a month, can I get 50,000 a month, 100,000 a month. Money should not be a driver for whatever you do. Money will come, your aspiration in your life, how can I add value to others? I want to bring out the best in me and add value to others. I want to see the presence of God everywhere. I want to bring out the best. When you have that type of attitude, money naturally will come. If you are doing YAC course to get 25,000 rupees a salary or 50,000 rupees a salary, money is not a happiness. Happiness is not in money. Happiness is there in giving. Money will come. Yes, money is resources is required to sustain you. But money should not be a goal of your life. Your goal of your life is to serve. How can I add value to others' life? When I start adding value to others' life, I am adding value to myself. Here, Dr. Nagendraji, Nagaratna Didiji, she was saying that yoga is the only profession where more you do, more you serve, younger you become. In other profession, maybe a doctor or an engineer or the laborer, more you work, you get tired. Whereas more you serve, more you do yoga, you are becoming younger. So that is the motive of this one. And our institution, I founded the institution, Divinity in Yoga. You see the presence of the Supreme Lord. In Vishnu Sahasranama it comes as Bhutavaso Vasudevo. Bhutavaso means he is there everywhere. Vasudeva is there everywhere. see His presence in every being, in within you also. When you see Him, He is there, He is there, so you are not doing any favor to particular person. Your act of service is serving the God everywhere. The God is not only confined in the temple or in the Tirtha Yatra. He is there very much in everyone. When you start doing, the divinity manifests through you. The purpose of Upanishad talks about, Vivekananda also talks about, divine means abundance of energy. It should flow through you. Abundance of divine energy is there. Abundance is there. It must manifest through you. How it is manifesting? You see His presence everywhere. Do the action such a way that you may the divine energy flow through you. Yoga is an integration of the body, mind and the soul. You are not just the body. In the gym we do the gym exercise, it's only the body oriented. We are not just the body. I may be looking very young and fit, but mentally shattered. It's no good. Body should be healthy, mind should be stable. Not only that, I may be having a brilliant mind, I'm going for intellectual discussion, but there's no peace here. Spirituality, divine, connect to them. Integrate body to the mind, and that integration bring it to the divinity within. Body, mind and soul, it is a complete picture of yoga. Yoga means integrating the body and mind, yourself to the divinity. That divinity should manifest through you. And last 10 minutes we'll have question and answer. I have published few books also. Last week, a couple of weeks, I published one book, Aim High, Achieve Great and Live Beyond Your Shelf Life. We all have a shelf life. Like a product in the shelf, in the market, it says best before and expiry date. We should do our best before our best before. People say, I'm too old, sorry, I can't do. Before you start saying best before, do whatever you want, not to postpone. And expiry date is there. Expiry date, how can I live beyond my time? I should live. Vivekananda passed away 122 years back. Still, we are remembering him. He is living past his physical life. What changes I have to bring in my life so that I continue to live in the minds and hearts of others? So, who is responsible? I have to take ownership. How can I live? My children, grandchildren should talk about me even after I go. What a great life. What a marvelous life. I should lead a life such a way that my generation, in the temple we went, they asked for a gotra. Gotra means, who is your inspiration? Who is the inspiration in your life you are remembering? So, you are down the generation, they should remember, I am from that family. Your family should be, children should be proud, your community should be proud, nation should be proud of what you have done, that is yoga. We will do few minutes of yoga asana, few pranayamas, few kriya techniques, and question and answer. Lie down on your back.